Good morning. A cloudy and unsettled start to the day across interior New York and New England with scattered showers around. Most everyone is starting off in the lower to mid 40s early this morning. And a pattern change took place over the last 24 to 36 hours, and now it's become a bit more unsettled and will remain that way for a good chunk of the week ahead. An upper-level disturbance sliding across the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes will keep skies cloudy today, and there is the chance of occasional showers from time to time, and the combination of the clouds and showers will keep temperatures in the middle 50s on average for daytime highs. More scattered showers around tonight as that upper-level disturbance squeezes off the eastern seaboard. This will leave us what looks to be a drier stretch of weather heading into Tuesday. Still a lot of clouds around and the outside risk of a shower. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s to around 60 on Tuesday afternoon. By Wednesday, another disturbance will emerge out of the Midwest and head into the Great Lakes, and this will produce at least a chance of showers again, with high temperatures on Wednesday reaching into the lower 60s. That upper-level disturbance will generate a storm system along the eastern seaboard later in the week and bring a chance of a steadier rain for Thursday into Friday, keeping temperatures once again in the 50s. After this system departs, it looks like we have the chance of drier weather into the upcoming weekend, with highs around 60 both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a highly obstructed weather pattern across Canada will result in a stalled low pressure system over the Great Lakes for the next couple of days, producing scattered areas of rain with some embedded thunderstorms across the Great Lakes. The obstructed pattern will also promote colder than normal conditions across the northwest and northern and central plains. Reinforcing shots of colder air rotating around the stationary low pressure system will provide the ingredients for wet snow to develop near the Canadian border over the northern plains. While the snow will not be particularly heavy, its persistent nature will result in 6 to 12 inches of wet snow to accumulate by Tuesday evening across the northern half of North Dakota into northwestern Minnesota. Meanwhile, over the southern plains, very warm temperatures will lead to elevated fire weather conditions. Eventually, a cold front moving through the region will begin to interact with moisture returning from the Gulf of Mexico to give way to cooler conditions, along with a gradual increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing drizzle and freezing fog, 28 degrees with an east wind at 37, gusting to 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light rain and 44 degrees, the dew point 36. 73% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.76 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 1 at Big Sky, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy with the chance of showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers likely and highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 49, the average temperature 60, that's 14 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, a half inch of precipitation for the month, which is 69/100ths below normal, and 5.92 inches for the year, which is 3.27 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 54.3 inches for the season, which is 4.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 36. The record high, 84, set in 1977. And the record low, 13, in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 6:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m. 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, just the outside risk of a shower, upper 50s to around 60. A chance of a shower Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 60s. A chance of rain on Thursday and Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-50s. Partly sunny, upper 50s on Saturday, and the chance of a shower Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.